everyone, and welcome to another edition of Friday Night Under the Lights. I'm Russ Robinson. We'll be joined by Jake Wimberly here in just a few moments. George Broadstreet is in the Malone Scores desk. He's got a lot of scores. We're going to invite you to stay with us until midnight tonight. We'll be here for 2 hours. We're going to open up the phone lines in the second hour and allow you to call in and talk about your game. I think we'll probably get some people that want to call from MRA tonight because they're pretty excited over there.
I would think so. They had a big win for sure.
Big win.
It sets up a bigger, even bigger week next week.
It'll be the marquee game in the MAIS next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, without further ado, let's go over to the Malone scorer's desk and let's go with the scores that we have.
All right, Russ, we still got some games that are just beginning to finish up. Let's go to North Mississippi first, where undefeated Horn Lake won their seventh game of the year. They beat Columbus tonight by the score 47-6 was the final there. Clinton last night, Thursday night game in Jackson, beat Murrah 35-12. Starkville, you know, we talked a lot about it. A lot was made this past week of Northwest Rankin win over Starkville.
Well, it started here Friday night.
Yeah, well, Starkville got well tonight. At home, they played Greenville and won 79-0.
Got past them.
So Starkville's now back on track, 6-1 on the year. Good game down on the Gulf Coast. Gulfport goes to Hancock and gets a nice win, their sixth win of the year, as the Admirals win 49-42. Also on Thursday night, another team that started off slow and is kind of picking up some steam, South Panola at home beat Hernando 35-10 on Thursday night. This game just finished a short time ago over in Vicksburg. Madison Central really struggled but won their seventh game of the year, or sixth game of the year. They're now 3-0 in the district as they beat Warren Central 24-17. That was a struggle. That was 17-17 with 5 minutes to go.
Whoa. They must have put a scoring drive together and as time ran out.
Northwest Rankin wins again. They defeated Provine tonight in Jackson. 42-6 was the final there. Ocean Springs 13, Biloxi 7. Also, another Thursday night game, Oxford is now 7-1 as they defeated DeSoto Central 21-17. Brandon, Jake's team is now 7-1, 3-0 in the district as they beat Pebble at home tonight. 38-21 was the final. Harrison Central over St. Martin 17-10. It was Tupelo, a 29-7 win over South Haven. Tupelo is now 6-1. Some 5A scores. It was Center Hill over Saltillo, 14-0. Lafayette beat Lewisburg, 35-6. Also on Thursday night, Laurel, a 49-6 winner over Wingfield. It was Olive Branch winning over Grenada, 13-7. Hattiesburg is now 7-0. Another big win over Pearl River Central, 60-7.
They are really
scoring some points. They're not giving up a whole lot either. Picayune was a winner tonight. They're now 5-2. They beat Stone 36-21. Gaucher, a 49-14 winner over West Harrison. Looking at a couple of 4A scores, Poplarville beat Forest County AHS 62-7. Greene County 29, Purvis 7. East Central over Pass Christian 56-7. Pontotoc, a 45-7 winner over Amory. And moving on, some other 4A scores. South Pike is now 6-2 on the year. They shut out Richland 66-0. I mean, we've got a lot of lopsided scores tonight. St. Stanislaus, this is kind of like an old school game against Bay St. Louis, but St. Stanislaus won 7-0 over Bay St. Louis tonight.
Slugfest.
Absolutely. Moss Point, a close game, a close winner over Van Cleve, 21-19 in Moss Point tonight. Some 3A scores. It was Morton over Choctaw Central, 34-16. Choctaw County won over Aberdeen on Thursday night, 26-18. A lot of games on Thursday night this week. Pontotoc, North Pontotoc beat Kossuth 28-13. Tonight, now look. We got a potential call.
They've cranked up the band again.
Crystal Springs and McLaurin. Crystal Springs is now 5-2. They beat McLaurin 42-6.
They're dancing in the streets.
They are dancing in the streets.
Crystal Springs
for sure. McGee over Raleigh 42-18. Columbia a 20-0 winner over Tylertown. A couple of 2A scores. Pisgah over Boca Chica 54-26. Baldwin beat Bruce 21-13. It was Collins over North Forest 42-19. Calhoun City on Thursday night beat East Webster 35-6. It was Philadelphia. Now, we talked about them early in the year. They got off to a really bad start.
0-2.
0-2. Their coach, they lost Bobby Hall, their coach, but they sort of regrouped. They lost a game, but they won a big game tonight over Newton, 40-8. And Philadelphia is now 5-3 on the season. Pelahatchie won over Puckett, 48-0. Madison St. Joe goes to Mize and wins 23-22.
That is huge for John Bond and that team.
It really is, and they're 4-4 on the year, but they've won some nice games for sure. Scott Central, they're undefeated, 8-0. They beat Union tonight 28-7. Some 1A scores: Biggersville a 38-0 winner over Potts Camp. Okolona on Thursday night beat Tupelo Christian Prep 46-20. Some MAIS action in the game we kind of referred to earlier. MRA tonight at Jackson Academy. MRA is now 8-0 as they roll Jackson Academy tonight 41-6. I didn't see that coming, not by that margin.
I didn't either, and they had the running clock early in the second half on
really?
That. Yeah,
man. Well, you got here early. Jackson Prep, they won their eighth game of the year as they beat Oak Forest of Louisiana 42-7. I think you said Jerrion Ealy averaged about 20 yards a pop. So he didn't have a whole lot of trouble tonight. Washington School beat Bayou 23-14. And Starkville Academy beat Canton Academy 35-10. That's what I have right now. We've got a lot more scores coming in. Russ, that's what we have at the moment. And I see that Jake has arrived.
Yes, he is here.
From beautiful Brandon. And a victory in hand.
Yeah, well, with the Petal Panthers tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, they've worked on the traffic, so it makes it easier to get here.
Really?
Hey.
What'd they do?
They've just worked on dispersing traffic as far as the way they disperse it.
So everybody on the left-hand side of the stadium, you get to go now.
Yeah, it's kind of that way. Like, if you miss your turn, you got to go out the other end.
Oh.
Yeah. And I figured that out last week or 2 weeks ago, that you better be, in the horse trough on the left side and not the one on the right side. So.
Well, as a big win out there. And, you know, I saw Tyler at the Miss Howell conference. We're going to be talking with Johnny Mims tonight because the roster is out. And, guys, I got to tell you, some of the guys from Horn Lake were there the other day. These guys are huge.
They're big guys.
They're big guys. They're having a great year. They're undefeated. They won again tonight. Starkville was there. In fact, what was really interesting is that a couple of Starkville guys were standing next to a couple of Northwest Rankin guys. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Seeing how they lost to them at I-4. Did you hear they got past Greenwood tonight, 79-0?
Just a smidgen of a win. But that's a good team. Look, Starkville's going to be right there. That Region 2 6A is loaded. Madison Central with a big win tonight over Warren Central on the road.
Escaped. That's right. They escaped down there. You know, one of the things, and I keep hearing this over and over on the Miss Owl game, is that Mississippi is loaded on defense. And just judging by some of the kids I saw the other day, we really are. And we're going to be able to move the ball, but we're going to stop Alabama, I think.
Front to back, there's as good a talent, and Steve Robertson said this over the last couple weeks on the program.
He did.
So is David Johnson. And both of them are recruiting guys. That's what they do for a living amongst cover, you know, college football at Mississippi State and Ole Miss. But you're right, Russ. Front to back, the defensive front, the linebackers, the defensive backs for Mississippi in that Miss Owl game, they're going to make it tough on Alabama. It's going to be hard moving the football.
Well, we just talked about MRA, and I see that Brian Schufelt is on the phone. We could go ahead before we go to break and take that call if we want to. We've kind of opened up the phone lines now. So many people like it. And 601-453-4800 is our number here. And can we go ahead and pick up? Let's go ahead and bring Brian Schufelt in into the Friday Night Under the Lights Windy Giant Studio. Brian, good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening, Russ. How are you guys tonight?
Well, we're doing good. I take it, Brian, it was a short game over there tonight at JA. Well, what happened? I mean, that's a total dismantling of a pretty good football team.
Yeah, it was 35-0 at the half.
Ooh.
And so, yeah, it was a running clock the entire second half.
All right. Wow. I'm hearing two things, Brian, and they're different, and maybe together, but I'm hearing that the defensive line for MRA is big and strong and fast. But I hear them the same thing about their offensive line. Which one's better?
I'm going to be prejudiced because my son's on the D-line.
So. Yeah, you got to say they're better. They playing Sam at defensive end again?
Four sacks.
Really?
And a pick six.
Sam had a pick six?
Yeah. Picked a screen pass. It took about 40 yards.
Wow. Well, Brian.
And the D-line was mad.
Yeah.
He didn't give Kincaid much time. He didn't have much time to think about it. And they stuffed the run. And I'm not sure, but at halftime, I want to say it was like 184 yards of offense to 34, I think.
Wow. 34. Wow. Now, you know, Brian, for the most part, this MRA team's been flying under the radar, and I think Coach Herbert Davis probably likes it that way.
That's the way we like it. We just kind of stay under the radar, don't make a lot of noise, and they kind of had the preseason big press conference they had.
Right.
One of the eight players said, interviewed to the prep player and said, the only question we have is, which one of us will beat MRA worse? They had that plan on a loop in the locker.
Well, I tell you, it sets up it's the marquee game next week, Brian, in the MAI. Yeah, it's a showdown. It's at MRA, and I don't think that really matters much when you get these two teams together, and or JA either. I mean, I'm sure you guys.
I don't think so.
I don't either. I think you guys probably traveled real well tonight to Sheffield Drive. But you know, you do like to
great
play.
Crowd.
Yeah, great crowd on both sides of the ball, and next week will be no different.
Yeah.
And this is a team that this is a game that everybody's kind of been looking forward toward. By the way, what is the quarterback's name?
Philip Short.
Well, I hear he's the real deal.
He's the real deal, and the offense has got, Russ, he's got some pretty good speed. And as we all know, speed kills.
Yep. Well, I tell you, Brian, it should be a good one. When I turned around and saw Sam the other night at the Hines game, I thought he could have been playing in the Hines game. I mean, he's huge.
He's got a neck like an oak tree. it was a fun night. You don't get the mercy rule of JA too many times.
No, you don't. You better savor it when you get it. Brian, thanks a lot for calling, and I will see you next week.
See you next week, buddy. Thanks,
okay. All right, man. Thanks, Brian.
Philip Short transferred from Northwest Rankin.
Yes, he did.
He's a class of 2020 athlete, and of course, he's listed as a quarterback right now, pro style. He doesn't have any offers yet, but already on his short list for 247 Sports, which, you know, these guys, unless you're, and not saying he's not, but unless you're a phenom five-star, you're not going to get an offer 2 years out. But he's already got Arkansas, Baylor, Clemson, LSU, and Memphis on his list.
Well, all of those except LSU could probably use him tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. But I hear he's good. Now Prep has had a kind of a change. They've got four quarterbacks, and they'll probably play all four in one game. Jake Lang has come in and started. Alex Gibbs started. And then you've got Riley Maddox and Jackson Allen. So, I mean, it's a group of four quarterbacks. It should be a humdinger. It'll be the game of the season so far in the MAIS next week.
What's interesting about that, quickly, I know we got to go to break, is Steve Spurrier always said, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. But Jackson Prep says, no, we're going to double down. We got four.
They may need all four against that group next week at MRA. We're going to duck out of here and take a timeout. Would like to remind you that tonight's game show being made possible by Wendy's and the Wendy's giant player. We're going to announce who that was from last week, and Don Barnes was covering it. And we'll be back after this timeout with more of Friday Night Under the Lights.
empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Wow, judging from these bills, I need some business funding. But it's so confusing because every time I ask for business funding, they pull my credit report, which is a credit inquiry, which lowers my credit score when I have credit inquiries on it. I don't know who came up with this concept of credit, but I don't get it. I don't know why I didn't think of this before. Credit concepts at 800-985-9367. One call to Credit Concepts, and I'll find out for myself why they have a 99% customer satisfaction. So if your company's like mine, give them a call today or go online to creditconcepts.com. Remember, that's two K's in the name. Credit Concepts. Night Under the Lights, Russ Robinson along with Jake Wimberly, George Broadstreet, and tonight's show being made possible by Malone Roofing. They started out as roofers, but they have become innovators. Malone Roofing. You know, we had a press conference this week, and Friday Night Under the Lights actually streamed that press conference and made the big announcement that, you know, the Miss Al game will be on Raycom, but for the first time, and I believe, what, 4 years, maybe 5 years, the Mississippi All-Star Game is going to be on Mississippi Public Broadcasting Television, and everyone's pretty excited about that. That's a fun game to do, Jake, because it's just wide open.
Oh, it is. We've seen it year in and year out, and you look at the roster talent from top to bottom. There's great players in the North. There's great players in the South, and it typically is. Now, last year, I think the game kind of got out of hand in the second half. But and sometimes you see that because these guys only have, like most All-Star games, a week to get ready.
Less than that.
And that game, it's actually less. It's like 3 days to put an offense together, to put a defense together. But, I mean, we've seen guys go play in that game like Gardner Minshew, who's at Washington State. We saw, you know, you look at Dante Moncrief. Excuse me, I got tongue-tied there. Dante Moncrief, who played in the NFL, still plays in the NFL, he played in that game.
Tylan Knight
played in that. You know, so just tons of guys have played in that game. And with the talent so good in this state, I mean, you probably could have done a third All-Star game. Seriously.
You could. And had plenty of players. George, before we go to Johnny Mims, we're going to talk to Johnny about the conference this week and the game, so the two games itself coming up. You've got some scores that we have not given yet.
Yeah, I've got several. You know, tonight, Brookhaven beat Forest Hill 21-20, a real close game there, a little bit of a surprise. Natchez won over South Jones 27-24. West Jones shut out North Pike 37-0. Vicksburg beat Cleveland Central 34-21. Looking at some others, Lawrence County over Summerall 28 to 21. Houston beat Hatley 33-17. It was North Panola 52, Cahoma AHS 6. Jefferson Davis County beat West Marion 13-6. And Lloyd Starr over in Mid-County 50-46.
Lloyd Starr, that's who the other team was. I was trying to think of the two teams in the Possum Bowl. It's Lloyd Starr and Bogachetta, and the Possum Bowl was last week. And we missed it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll take that blame. I missed it.
One of the biggest stories of the year. You know, they hung those possums on the goalpost. Remember that we're talking
about
that story?
I do, yeah.
All right, let's go to the telephones now and bring in Johnny Mims, who's the executive director of the Mississippi Association of Coaches. And, Johnny, I really enjoyed streaming that press conference the other day. And, you know, we've been talking tonight about the players in that game. But you know what? I'm looking out at those coaches all across the table. You had some great coaches that make up those staffs this year.
I did, Rod. Thank y'all. I just want to say, first of all, thanks so much for what y'all do for high school football and streaming that thing. The press conference means a lot to our schools, our coaches, and our players. So I thought it was a great event. And I brought in all three of the coaching staff,
yep,
the North, South, and the Mid-South staff. The coaches in the state of Mississippi, a lot of times they're the untold heroes. You know, they're the ones that are out there every day working with these young men every day in the summer. But we got just really great coaches in the state of Mississippi, and we ought to be really proud of them.
Well, and you know, the head coach, Henry Johnson, was up at Bolivar County for so many years. And he's coaching which team?
Yeah, Henry Johnson is the head coach of the Mississippi.
That's right. He's the coach, head coach. And, you know, what impressed me, Johnny, was the number of coaches, younger coaches, that were up there going, you know what, I played in this game, and I know how big it is.
Right. That was a lot of them got to say something at the press conference, and it was kind of rewarding to me to know that a lot of these coaches have gone and coaching now that have played in this ball game in the past. And they know the history behind both of these games and the importance of football in the state of Mississippi. And they're just carrying on the tradition.
Well, you know, we've got a change up in the schedule this year. And of course, all of that information will be not only on your website, but it'll also be on FridayNightUnderTheLights.com, and we'll have the rosters on there so that people can see, you know, what kids from their teams made the roster. And this year we will do the Bernard game first. And we made a big announcement the other day about Mississippi Public Broadcasting carrying that ball game. You got to be excited about that.
Man, we're so excited to be able to cover that game statewide. And get these players their due and put them out on TV where everybody can watch them. We just can't say enough about what Phenomenal.com and Phenomenal has done for us and the support that y'all have given high school football and the All-Star game. It's overwhelming.
Well, you know, Chris Jackson, our producer, Johnny, said that you know, we would carry the banquet again this year, but he wanted to eat first. You know, last couple of years he's been eating last, and the pickings have been a little slim. Sorry about that. It's a great banquet. I mean, it really is. And we're going to stream that.
Oh man, that's great, Ben. That's great, we always try to take care of these guys during the week, show them a good time, and you know, for some of them it will be the last high school game.
That's right.
Well, all of them it'll be the last high school game, but some of them it'll be the last game that they play. But you know, nowadays I'm going to say probably 85 or 90% of these kids go on and play at the next level. So just outstanding talent.
You know, I was honored that you gave me a chance to speak. And one of the things that I wanted to get across to those kids was enjoy the week. Enjoy what it is. You know, get to know the guys on your left and your right, because you're going to make friends or you're going to be friends for a long time, for a lifetime.
Oh, yes, no doubt about it. You know, a lot of these players know each other by name.
Yep.
They've been in the streets about each other for their whole high school career, and then all of a sudden they get put on the same team and they're able to get to know each other, you know, get to know each other on another basis. And it just, you know, that's really one of the great things that we like to see is a lot of these players will make long-lasting relationships and even go to college and some of them be on the same team and end up being roommates and just just making good friends. So, so that's what we encourage during the week for them to embrace the All-Star Week, enjoy the time while they're down there. And, of course, you know, they're all so competitive. And coaches competitive, and when the game starts, they'll be competitive.
Well, then the other thing before we let you go, we want to remind everyone that you're flipping the schedule this year, and the Bernard Blackwell game will be the week after the state championship games. That'll be at Southern Mississippi this year. And so the next week will be that game, and then the following week will be the Miss Al game, and instead of playing that one on Saturday, that's actually going to be played on Monday. Talk about that.
Well, this year, Alabama has a rule over there. They have to start practice until the first Monday in August. So, this year, Mississippi actually started a week earlier than Alabama, so we will get through a week earlier than they will. So our first ball game is December the 8th, which is the week after the state championships. And actually, while we're playing the Bernard Blackwell game on December the 8th, they will be playing their state championships in Alabama.
Mm.
And then the following week, we usually play on Saturday. With that Saturday being the 15th, that happens to be the same day as the Chameleon Bowl, which is hosted at the Crafton Bowl, which is where the Mississippi Alabama players play. So we're actually going to delay the ball game and start, 2 weeks. 2 days later, and we finish the game on Monday. We're going to play the ball game on December the 17th at 6:30 on Monday night. So we're excited about that. Kind of like a Monday night football game,
mm-hmm.
and we're tickled to death to be able to do that. And of course, going to Alabama is always a tough task to play over in Alabama. But I think this year with the players that they have selected and to be able to hopefully represent Mississippi well. And what I'd like to say, Russ, before we hang up is, kudos to our coaching staff for putting in the time and effort. They've been looking at film and evaluating players since back in April to be able to select these players for all three of these games. And they just do an outstanding job. I just take my hat off to them because I don't know why they're doing that. They have to carry on with their season.
That's right.
And get their own team ready.
Johnny, we appreciate you spending some time with us tonight. We're going to really be letting the folks know about these ball games. They're big, and we look forward to them in December. And enjoy your rest of your football weekend.
I will, Russ. Thank y'all so much for what y'all do for high school football.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Johnny Mims, the executive director of the Mississippi Association of Coaches. We're going to take a timeout. Tonight's show being made possible by Credit Concepts. That's Credit Concepts with two K's in the name. Credit Concepts. We'll take a timeout, and we'll be back with more Friday night under the lights in a moment.